From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 9, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is writing in the Register-Star a rundown of three major bridge projects currently underway in eastern Columbia County. All of the projects require detours. The first is the Dinehart Bridge. Dinehart carries County Route 7A over the Royal F. Jansen Kill in Copeck. Traffic is being rerouted over the Center Hill Road section of County Route 7A and a section of County Route 7 passing through Copeck Lake and West Copeck. The work began June 8th and should take 5 to 6 months. The Dean Bridge on County Route 21 is the second project. It crosses a tributary to the Rojan Kill. The bridge and the road will be closed until the new bridge is constructed, which is expected to happen by late September. The detour for the Dean Bridge project takes the westbound motorist north on County Route 22 to Route 203, west to County Route 7, and south to County Route 21. The third project is a replacement of the large culvert that carries County Route 24 over Indian Creek in the southwestern corner of Canaan, in the hamlet of Red Rock. The detour for this project reroutes local traffic beginning at County Route 24. All three projects are being handled by William J. Keeler and Sons of Castleton-on-the-Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that police departments in Athens, Cairo, Coxsackie, Durham, Hunter, and Windham are slated to take over the job of monitoring registered sex offenders residing in their jurisdictions. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said his office would handle sex offender monitoring, but New York State law now requires local police departments manage that task. Seeley reported at a recent meeting of the Greene County Legislators Public Safety Committee that his office contacted a total of 211 offenders in 2015, conducted 52 residency checks, and 251 offender registry updates were done during the same period. Seeley said he personally believes the sheriff's office should remain responsible for sex offender monitoring. He said, and I quote, "We are a 24-hour agency," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Ravenna News Herald that the state is moving ahead with plans to conduct an inventory of the natural resources of the Benin Kill Tidal Wetland Complex. The project looks to identify rare or endangered species within the tributary as well as other natural resources. The Lewis Berger Group of Morristown, New Jersey, will run the survey, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation Acting Commissioner Basil Sagos. The resource inventory will be conducted along the west shore of the Hudson River estuary in Selkirk. The Benin Kill is a tidal tributary of the Hudson River estuary. It is surrounded by a tidal wetland complex that includes upland forests, tidal swamp, and agricultural fields. The nearly 500-acre site being studied includes properties either owned by Scenic Hudson or protected by conservation easements, as well as lands owned by New York State. You can read that full story in the Ravenna News Herald. Donna Abbott Vlahos writes in the Albany Business Review that the owner of Price Chopper Supermarkets is denying a story that the Schenectady-based food retailer is considering a sale. Asked about the story, which cited unnamed sources and appeared in an industry trade publication last week, company spokesperson Mona Gold said, and I quote, "That would be a rumor and innuendo to which I will not respond," end quote. The Gold Corp. owns 135 stores in 6 Northeast states, including nearly a dozen in Greene and Columbia counties and western Massachusetts. Price Chopper ranks as the 42nd largest food retailer in North America. Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union that the personal information of approximately 3.3 million people may have been exposed due to a security breach at a company that supplies identification cards for health insurance companies. Albany-based Newkirk Products posted a notice about the breach on its website on Friday, August 5th. Information on the ID cards of more than 500,000 Capital District Physicians Health Plan members and 70,000 Blue Shield members may have been accessed. The details retrieved included names, mailing address, subscriber and group ID numbers, and dependent names, social security numbers, birth dates, financial and medical details, and claim information were not accessed. the health insurer's systems were not hacked. Newkirk has so far found no evidence the data has been used fraudulently. The investigation is ongoing. People affected by the breach will be notified by mail. You can read that full story in the Times Union. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Conservation Advisory Council Chairman Jonathan Lerner announced to Common Council last week that arborists have determined that all 18 ash trees on Front Street have been infested by the emerald ash borer. The emerald ash borer is an Asian invasive species responsible for killing 50 million ash trees in the U.S. since first discovered in 2002, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The majority of the infected elm trees are on the Hudson Terrace property, the low-income housing complex located on the west side of Front Street. Commission member and First Ward Alderman Michael O'Hara said the city has no responsibility for maintaining the trees. According to the city attorney, O'Hara said, like snow removal, maintenance of trees falls on the property owner. The arborist the commission consulted recommended pruning the deep root fortification to keep the area viable for another 10 years. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Scott Waldman is reporting at Politico New York that public health experts are accusing the Cuomo administration of distributing health information in Hoosick Falls that downplays the risk of having a toxic chemical in the bloodstream. The fact sheet distributed by the state provides a simple explanation of what it means for someone to have elevated PFOA levels. However, four experts who reviewed the document for Politico said the information was misleading and does not adequately convey the severity of the danger. The five-page fact sheet includes 17 of the most commonly asked questions about potential health risks and concludes with a section recommending links for additional information. Hundreds of Hoosick Falls residents now have high PFOA blood levels, some more than 500 times the national norm. The public health experts all pointed to one section of the fact sheet on cancer risks as problematic. The section states that there are, and I quote, no conclusive evidence that PFOA causes cancer in humans, end quote, while focusing on the inconclusive nature of scientific studies surrounding the cancer-linked chemical. The State Department of Health distributed a fact sheet last year in which the state asserted that the presence of the cancer-linked chemical in the public village water supply, and I quote, does not constitute an immediate health hazard, end quote. State authorities accused in a recent congressional probe of being, and I quote, sluggish, end quote, in their response to the crisis. Phil Brown, director of the Social Science Environmental Health Research Institute at Northeastern University, said state health departments are often cautious. They focus on avoiding public alarm rather than delivering the blunt truth, he said. Brown said, and I quote, from their point of view, they don't want to worry people. The truth is that people have a right to know what's in their bodies, in their homes, in their water. It's their decision how to react to the data, end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 87 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers and non-severe thunderstorms, mainly after 5 a.m., increasing clouds in a low around 65. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. Wednesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. And on Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Sunrise today was at 5:58 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:03 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 9th day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.